Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. In a significant move for the AI sector, Patronus AI has emerged from stealth mode today. So they've announced a $3 million seed funding round and unveiling its products designed to essentially evaluate and test large language models. So the startup is the brainchild of two seasoned AI experts, which are Rebecca Quain and Arnon Kanapan, both of whom previously kind of honed their skills at Meta. They were working over there. Quain focused on responsible language processing, NLP, a researcher at Meta AI, while Kanapan contributed to the development of explainable machine learning frameworks at Meta Reality Lab. So Patronus AI's timing seems almost serendipitous. The startup aims to provide a security and analysis framework as a managed service. And really, they're kind of catering to specifically to kind of regulated industries where errors can result in considerable repercussions, right? So one of the key areas that Patronus AI addresses is the, you know, likelihood of hallucinations in large language models. And that whole scenario, you know, where a model is going to just make something random up is what they're trying to solve for. So this is what they said. They said, quote, "In our product, we really seek to automate and scale the full process and model evaluations to alert users when we identify issues." That was Rebecca Quain. And she also kind of elaborated the company's approach is three-pronged. So the initial step is scoring. So that is then followed by the generation of case text and finally benchmarking. So scoring assists users in assessing models based on criteria like hallucinations, especially in high-stakes fields like finance or healthcare or the military, other areas like that, right? And subsequently, the system auto-generates adversarial test suites and performs stress tests on the model. So benchmarking, the final step, uses various metrics to determine the most suitable model for a specific task. So the startup is not just addressing the functional aspects of large language models, but they're also kind of looking at the ethical dimensions. They said, quote, "We help companies make sure the large language models they're using are safe. We detect instances where their models produce business sensitive information and inappropriate outputs." So Kanapan also noted, he just kind of stressed the importance of Patronus AI as an impartial third party, stating, quote, "It's easy for someone to say their large language model is the best, but there needs to be an unbiased, independent perspective. That's where we come in. Patronus is the credible checkmark." This is something really interesting. Because in the past, there is a lot of, like, obviously there's every AI model, like you said, is going to say like, no, we're fine. We're good. We have safeguards in place, yada, yada. Even OpenAI is like, you know, trying to put stuff in there where they're like, no, we got like a middle layer. We got a trust and safety layer, yada, yada. But it's like, at the end of the day, you can't really trust just a company's word for it when they say that they do everything perfect. So I think having these third parties come in really is a good play. And I think that's why a company like this is going to be valuable. You know, a lot of people are like, whoa, don't you think you're going to be like completely obsolete once OpenAI like just builds their own version of this? It's like, not really, because how much do you trust every AI company? And maybe, right, maybe you are a good-hearted person that believes OpenAI is 100% perfect at everything. Fantastic. But there's no way you can believe every AI company is good at everything. So this company, I think, really is going to be valuable in the future. It's going to exist for evaluating a lot of different large language models. So Patronus AI may not, or I think it actually does have 6 full-time employees at the moment, so not a ton, but it has plans for expansion on the horizon. When asked about the company's future hiring plans, the founders remained open-ended, but emphasized the importance of having a really solid, diverse organization. And I think, you know, the $3 million seed funding is spearheaded by Lightspeed Venture Partners with contributions from Factorial Capital and other industry angels. With these resources, I think they're really kind of poised to navigate the intricate labyrinth. Like, let's be honest, this is an absolute labyrinth of challenges and opportunities that are ahead of this specific AI landscape, especially when they're addressing, you know, all of these fields that are typically a little bit more challenging. These are like really regulated industries and areas that would be hard. So it'll be interesting to see how they grow and adapt to those challenges.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.